is a slow draft, which means you have how much time in between picks if you so choose to take all of it?
If you so choose to take all the time, you have 8 hours on the clock.
Is that standard?
Huh?
Is that standard?
That'd be the standard thing, yeah. You know, when you, and this clock stays on overnight, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that standard?
A lot of clocks stop overnight. Like, it'll stop at, like, 11 p.m. East, and then they won't start running. You can still make picks.
Sure.
But they won't, the timer won't start back on the selections until, like, 9 a.m. East.
So it's kind of like a dick move, right? Like, if you're up at like 1 a.m. and, like, you make a pick, and, like, the dude's, like, sleeping.
Yeah.
And, like...
But how long is he going to sleep?
I mean, what if he went to bed at midnight and sleeps at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, he's but screwed. The thing...
Or what if you made a pick at 2 o'clock and he went to bed at midnight?
But the clock stops.
So he doesn't stop overnight.
No. Oh, and this right here, the clock does not stop overnight.
So that's so... That sucks.
No, that does. You have to be on top of this. This right here, you have to be on top of... You got to do 50 rounds before the season starts.
Right. It's a long time. Tony, is that standard for you? What the parameters that Corey's given? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that move that you just talked about...
Yeah.
Is the reason why you have to have precautions. You got to know that could happen.
Right.
And that every single time that you're in a slow draft, from the first pick on, you should have 20 people in your queue in the proper order, regardless if you're using them or not, because there's a couple things that could happen. One is that you could be asleep and your pick gets picked. And secondly, what if you have something come up at work? If something comes up with your kid or something like that, you don't make your pick. It's just going to pick the next guy on the list, and sometimes those guys are out for the season. So you should always have 20 people in your queue and be prepared like you have the next pick.
It's a great point. Pretty much, as soon as you make your pick, you should just put 20 guys in there, and then at least you can have a little peace of mind, right?
You got some leeway in case something happens. You know
right. For all you know, I mean, Corey, you make your pick, and you're in the five spot?
I'm in the four spot.
So you're in the four spot, right? Like, you make your pick, and it's moving along, and then all of a sudden, you got to go host the show for the next 2 hours. Like, all right, and you can't pay attention to this because you're working, and you won't have time. You could be in trouble. I know you have 7 hours, but like...
Yeah. I mean, this time of year, especially a week like this, right after the Super Bowl, people turn their attention to baseball, and particularly fantasy baseball, you'll see more of an excitement about it.
Right.
But the thing about these leagues, and this goes across the board for slow drafts, it only takes one person to drag a draft down.
Sure.
It only takes one owner to drag a draft down. And sometimes I think guys do it on purpose.
You know, it's interesting.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Why? What is the logic there?
Matt Deutsch.
I'm about to say Matt Deutsch. You took the words out of my mouth, right? Tony. Uh-huh. Yep.
He would wait the whole 8 hours, and he didn't care that people got pissed off at him.
No.
That's a dickhead move for people. The 8 hours is there just in case something comes up. I think some people don't know. You're not supposed to take the 8 hours. Basically, what you're doing is you're insulting everybody in your draft if you take that 8 hours continuously. You're telling them, my life's more important than you. You can wait around for me. And that's a dickhead move.
And the thing about it is, and his thing with it has always been, like, he would say, and I guess this is the mindset of people that drain the clock like this, he would say, well, I'm allotted. I have 8 hours allotted. I can use the whole 8 hours. But Tony's right. That's not what the 8 hours is for. The 8 hours is for a backup just in case something happens. Really, you're supposed to get on the clock, do whatever you got to do, and make your pick. You're not supposed to drain the whole 8-hour clock.
You're supposed to drain the swamp.
Every single person gets an email after every pick, so you know. Everybody has a phone now. Everybody gets the email. So you know exactly where the draft is. You don't even have to be in the room. And you can get that pick. So there's no excuse for that to happen. People have jobs, some jobs where you can't look at your phone. You get that. And sometimes that holds up the draft.
Sure.
Sometimes people, you know, on a Saturday night, they're taking their wife out for dinner or whatever.
Right.
That's going to hold up the draft. But that's what it's for. It's a courtesy, the 8 hours. It's not supposed to be a rule that's in place.
But I think about it. So we were, my slow draft experience is when I was in college, right? Like, we couldn't find a draft date for all of us. It wasn't 50 rounds. It was 25 rounds. But we couldn't find a draft date for all of us. And we were all on different schedules, right? We're all in school. And this is before we were smart enough to come up with an 8-hour rule. Like, basically, I had the draft board on my computer. It was before any of these sites. There's before, like, a Google Doc existed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's before these sites existed that you're using, Corey, and you use Tone. And we would sit, and sometimes there were days that would go by before picks. Like, the best thing we ever, if we were in a chat room, believe it or not, and like we were all together at one time, and the draft would go boom, 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 boom,
yeah,
boom. And that was the best. Like, I get exactly what you're saying, Tony. It's a Saturday night, like, taking your wife out for dinner, you're going on a date, you're going out with your buddies, and you don't want to draft. But like, Corey, I know you, right? If you're going out on a Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
You're going out, and I know you're going out, you stay out late, you do your thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to finish.
If you were up, if you were on the clock soon, or you knew your pick was coming, or you were on the clock, you just make the pick before you go out.
Yeah, I'm going to have my cue set up. I'll have it
on. You would just make the pick. You would be like, listen, Jude, I'll beat you at the bar in a half hour. Let me make my pick.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
I have my cue set up. I'll throw it on auto pick if I know that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm going to be on the clock. I'm not going to hold the draft hostage. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna take the other 14 owners and kind of make them have to have their entertainment at my discretion. I'm not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? This time of year, this draft right here being in the middle of the fifth, it probably should be in the middle of the seventh.
Yeah.
But like you said, there's one dude in here dragging the draft down.
Scotty, when you're doing a slow draft, I know you guys did a slow draft for the Roto Experts mock.
Yeah, and what? I got my my Dynasty League slow draft coming up starting next week.
Right. So when you're doing these slow drafts, do you like, especially when people wait the full amount of time, the 7-8 hours, do you feel like you're like just losing momentum here? Because I'm drafting, yeah. Like, I am intense. I am into it here.
When it gets to like 5-6 hours, okay, I'm like, okay, you know what's going on here. It's you know somebody's like, is there something wrong or something like that? You know, because I can't remember the last time in a slow draft where somebody took the full 8 hours. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but it's obviously aggravating. By the same token, you know, there are other people like where if you're not ready right away, you know, they start getting snippy.
And another thing that happened, yeah, that's true, yeah, too. You do have people like that too,
yeah,
who start getting snippy if you're not ready right away. Another thing, the excuse is, well, the season doesn't start tomorrow, guys. Right. I don't care about that.
Right.
This is my money. I paid to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We all should be on the same accord, the same page. Do not take advantage of the system.
Do the math, folks. If everybody took 8 hours, you'd be done by July. So somebody has to step up and get this done. Now, there's two things in play here. One is the 8 hours there. Now, a lot of guys will say, hey, can I get your phone number?
Yeah,
and I'll text
exactly.
you if you're up.
Uh-huh.
Great.
I don't do that
because
I get a million texts a day and I get tired.
Gosh,
of
you're so popular.
Because I'm getting the email. No, I get the email, so why do I need that? I always look at my phone.
No,
so
but yeah,
I'm getting that. Like,
I'll be
there
honest.
Are people too, to like,
but I think that's a good thing, though.
In a slow draft, it's like, you know, I've been on the clock for like 2 minutes and somebody sends me an email or text, you're up.
I like, well, you know what? They don't know. They don't.
Well, that's all right.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know that. Maybe they want to make sure you know you're up.
Yeah.
They're not asking you to pick right now. Hey, dude, just, I do the same thing. Hey, dude, just so you know, you're on the clock.
Yeah.
That's all I would do.
And I
don't know. I take it another way. I feel like, you know, they're kind of pushing me to make my pick.
You can be a little sensitive at times, though. So, you know, you can, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to let
What's
you know.
What's that got to do with it? I'm being insensitive at times.
Yeah,
but I think that text to me is just like, hey, I'm just letting you know you're on the clock.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep it along. And as we just said, like, when you're sitting here at a draft, like a live draft, like, we're all in the moment. We're all like, we're doing a live draft. You're doing nothing but paying attention to your baseball team and eating and drinking. Like, besides that.
But let me tell you one thing about just giving out the phone number on the slow draft. I was in a slow draft one time with some cats, you know, some listeners and stuff like that. You know, that appreciate all the support very much. But, and you know, he was like,
I knew his ball was coming to us.
You put your, they're like, oh, so the phone numbers, whatever. So he's like, okay, phone number, you can text when you're on the clock. One of the dudes started calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, oh, what's up, Corey?
It wasn't like, yo, we're on the clock?
No, it was like, hey, what's going on, man?
Take your bottomless nut.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the fantasy executive doing this evening? And I'm like, excuse me?
Right.
So I'm trying to be cordial, but then, like, the dude was like, he would call when, like, the show was over. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is wild. So I've stopped putting my phone number in there.
Right.
I'm going to keep an eye on it, you know what I'm saying? So I rolled. And I think the same thing for Tony. You can't have Tony Sincada, people in the league calling Tony Sincada whenever they want to.
But, like, what I don't understand, and maybe we'll take a few minutes to simmer this, and we'll come back and bring it up. Like, this is a 50-round draft, right? Like, you're sitting here, you're in round six right now, and you're into it, right? When you're around 34 And people take an 8 hours pick because, like, you know what? They don't know who to pick anymore. Like, now, like, every guy you pick, like, all right, Nelson Cruz or should I Edwin Encarnacion? Yeah. Like,
it's
oh,
easy.
Right, it's a good thought. When you're around 34 here and people taking 8 hours, you're just be like, oh my God, but I can't believe I have 16 rounds left in this
freaking
thing.
The reason why you're signing up for this, the reason why you're doing this exercise is not for rounds 1 through 15. It's really for rounds 20 through 34, 20 through 50, so you can get better acclimated with the player pool and stuff like that.
Right.
So that's the part of the draft that you get the studying and the work done. So if you take a little bit more time at that point in the draft, I understand that, but still, there's no reason to drain the clock.